Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Nun Tes. We are holding on the top of Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ilu Nishmas' mother, Golda Bar Simcha, Aleha Shalom, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. It is also sponsored by Daniel Goldstein, in honor of the 12th yahrzeit of his mother, June Goldstein, Sarah Chana Bas Mordechai Aryeh, Aleha Shalom. The yahrzeit is Thursday, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. It is also sponsored by Jeremy Lussman, in honor of his son, Ranan's Gius, tomorrow to Tzahal, wishing him a Gius, Kal, and a safe and a meaningful service. Hashem should protect him and all of the Chayalei Tzahal, and we thank him very much for the sponsorship. So today what we're going to discuss is the following. First, the Mishnah is going to talk about which menachos require shemen and levona, which require one or the other, and which require neither shemen nor levona. Then the Gemara is going to show us the limud for how I know that a minchas nesachim does not get levona, how I know that the lechem apanim does not get shemen, and how I know that the Shtei Alechem does not get either one, neither Shemen nor Levona. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know to exclude Minchas Nesachim and not Minchas Kohanim from Levona, and how we know to exclude Shtei Alechem and not Minchas Kohanim from Shemen and Levona, meaning in the idea that we're going to exclude certain Karbonos Mincha from certain items. How do I know that Minchas Kohanim should not be the one that's excluded from the Levona or from both Shemen and Levona? Then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to talk about what if a person actually put Shemen or Levona on a Minchas Chote. Is that something that is correctable? Does that automatically passel the Mincha? Because the Minchas Chote is one of those Menachos that's supposed to get neither. So the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that Shemen actually passels a Minchas Chote, whereas Levona doesn't passel a Minchas Chote. It just needs to be fixed. And the Gemara is going to talk about how whether the reason that Levona doesn't passel the Minchas Chote is because it can be corrected by just picking out the Levona, or because it physically doesn't get absorbed. The Nafkamina would be if you have crushed up flakes of Levona where it cannot easily be picked out, but it still is not fully absorbed the way Shemen would be in the Mincha. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have three different explanations why a Machsheva this psul impacts a Minchas Chote that has Levona in it. Why don't we just say that it's Dachoy, and as it is Dachoy, while it has Levona, it is unaffected by a Machshava. So we're going to have three explanations of why we don't apply the principle of Dichoy on a Mincha that has Levona in it. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Daf, Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Yesh Tuna Shemen Levona. There are certain Karbonos Mincha that require both Shemen and Levona. Shemen v'lo levona, some only shemen. Levona v'lo shemen, some only levona. Lo levona v'lo shemen, and some neither shemen nor levona. Ve'elu tuna shemen levona. The following require both shemen and levona. Minchas ha-soles, a person says he's going to bring a korban mincha, so he brings nisaron of soles and shemen, and he mixes them together, and he puts levona on it. From the Rashi points out from all the minchas ha-yachid that are mentioned in the minchas in the Mishnah, the Mincha Solis is the only one that actually says Levona. It says V'nefesh Kitakriv, it says V'yatzak Aleha Shemen, V'nasan Aleha Levona. That's a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. But since it says Nefesh, which means a single individual, we learn that every Minchas Yachid is going to require Shemen and Levona. So there's one that it says explicitly, and the others are derived from the fact that in the one that it says explicitly, uses the word nefesh to tell me a regular minchas yachid needs both shemen and levona. Machvas, which is a machvas, is a kli that they had in the Beis Hamikdash, where they would bake the mincha with shemen over a fire, and the kli was a flat kli; it was not a very deep kli. Vamarcheshes, and minchas marcheshes was a kli that was much deeper, and because it was deeper, the oil would gather, and the fire would not burn it, so it became much more of a wafer type of thing. Va'achalos varakikin, I mean much more of a spongy type of thing. Va'achalos varakikin, and if a person takes a nedava for a minchas mafatanur, he brings chalos that are blulos b'shemen or rakikim that are meshuchim b'shemen. Those are two types of menachos. Minchas kohanim, a kohen that's misnadiv to bring one of any of these menachos. Minchas kohen Mashiach, or the kohen gadol that brings his minchas chavitin every single day. Minchas hovil chavim, if a goy takes a nedava to bring a mincha. Minchas nashim, if women take a nedava to bring a carbon mincha. Minchas haomer, or the minchas haomer that we bring on the second day of Pesach. All of these things require both shemen and Lavona. Why would I think that a Goy or an Isha should be any different? So the Karen Ora explains that Minchas Kohanim, there's a Hava Mina not to require Shemen and Lavona because it's different than other Menachos in that it's entirely burnt. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me that it still requires Shemen and Lavona even though nobody's going to be eating it. So Agav, Minchas Kohanim, the Mishnah mentions Minchas Nashim, and Minchas Goyim as well, even though there's no chiddush that they would require Shemen Ulevona, every Minchas Yachin requires Shemen Ulevona. Okay, now what requires one and not the other, or the other and not the one, or neither? So Minchas Nesachim, Tuna Shemen Vein, Tuna Ulevona. Minchas Nesachim that just goes along together with a Korban Behema requires Shemen, but not Levona. Lechem Apanim, Ton Levona Vein, Ton Shemen. The Lechem Apanim that goes on the Shulchan, this week's parasha, requires Levona, but does not require Shemen. Shtei Alechem, Minchas Chote, Minchas Kenaos ain't tuna lo shemen v'lo levona. Then there are three types of mincha that get neither shemen nor levona. The shtei alechem of Shavuos, a minchas chote, and a minchas Kenaos, where we dafka want them to have a not nice korban. Because it relates to an Avera, so they get neither Shemen nor Levona. So we had mentioned Minchas Mafatanur of Chalos and Minchas Mafatanur of Rikikin. So the Gemara says, okay, when you're bringing such a Mincha, how many loaves do you bring? So Amar Rav Papa, Kol Hecha de Tanan, Eser Tanan. Whenever we talk about these types of Menachos, it always means that you bring ten Chalos, 10 loaves. By Minchas Mafatanur, you bring 10 Chalos or 10 Rikikin. So La Fuke Midrabi Shimon. This is Rav Papa's telling me not like Rabbi Shimon. Da Amar, where he says that if a person commits to bring a Minchas Mafatanur, it's Mechtze Chalos and Mechtze Rekikin Yavi. He's allowed to decide to bring 5 Chalos and 5 Rekikin. He doesn't have to bring 10 of one or the other. He could split it and 5 of each. So Kamash Malan Dilo. That's what Rav Papa's telling me, that the Tana of our Mishnah assumes not like Rabbi Shimon, that a Minchas Mafatanur is like any other Mincha, and just like by other Menachos, you have to bring 10 of the same item. So to Minchas Mafatanur, you have to bring 10 chalos or 10 rikikin, but it cannot be split between the chalos and the rikikin. Now, we had said in our Mishnah that Minchas Nesachim, a lechem apanim, and the shtei lechem are unique minachos in terms of the shemen ulevona, right? That a Minchas Nesachim does not get levona, the lechem apanim does not get shemen, and the shtei lechem gets neither. So the Brisa elaborates on how I know all of these dinim. So Tanur Rabbanan, it said in the Brisa of Vinasata Ale Hashemen that it says by Minchas HaOmer Vinasata Ale Hashemen. So Aleha sounds like it's a miyut that yes, you put Shemen on the Minchas HaOmer, but there's something else that does not get Shemen. Velo Alech Mapanim Shemen. So the miyut is, and not Alech Mapanim, there's no Shemen on the lechem apanim, and it gets a special miyut sheyachol v'alodinu, because I would have thought that the lechem apanim should get shemen based on the following logic: uma minchas nesachim sheinatuna levona, minchas nesachim which does not get levona, and yet to una shemen it does require shemen. Lechem apanim shetan levona, lechem apanim which has levona, that shnei bezichi levona that go on the shulchan with the lechem apanim, ain't odin shetan shemen. I would think for sure it should require shemen. Tamalomar aleha aleha shemen lechem apanim shemen. That's why I have the special miyut in the pasuk that only aleha shemen, by the minchas haomer you get shemen, but not by the lechem apanim. There's no shemen on the lechem apanim. It says vayter by the minchas haomer v'samta aleha levona, that you put levona on the minchas haomer, but that implies that something else does not get levona. So aleha levona v'lal minchas nisachim levona. So we learn from there minchas nisachim does not get levona. Sheyachal v'alodinu, because I would have thought that minchas nisachim does get levona with the following kal v'chomer, the reverse of what we said before. Uma lechem apanim sheinu ton shemen ton levona, if lechem apanim which does not get gets shemen, yet it still gets levona. Minchas nesachim shetuna shemen in adin shetuna levona. Minchas nesachim, which requires shemen, all the more so is going to require levona. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says by the minchas haomer, aleha aleha levona v'al minchas nesachim levona. So the minchas haomer gets both. It gets both shemen and levona. It's mefurish in the pasuk, but it says aleha both by shemen and by levona. So it must be teaching me about a different korban each time. One that doesn't get shemen and the other that doesn't get levona. Now the pasuk says that v'nasata aleha shemen v'samta aleha levona mincha hi. Now the phrase mincha hi is also extra because it already said that it's a korban mincha. So mincha l'rabbos mincha shmini l'levona. That's coming to tell me that on the eighth day of the miluim when they brought a mincha belula b'shemen, it required levona as well. He lo tishtei alechem shleitim lo shemen v'lo levona. And then from the word he chazal darshin that it requires shemen and levona, but shtei alechem requires neither shemen nor levona. Now, why do I need a special miyah to tell me that shtei alechem does not require, that requires neither shemen nor levona? After all, the pasuk never mentions by shtei alechem shemen or levona. If the pasuk never says you need shemen or levona, so then you don't need it. The Torah tells me what you do require. I wouldn't imagine on my own different requirements, meaning by the Minchas HaOmer, by the Lechem HaPanim rather, and by the and by the Minchas Nesachim, there was a Hava Amina. We explained what the Hava Amina was. We explained why I would have thought that the Lechem HaPanim gets Shemen because of a Kal V'Chomer. By the Minchas Nesachim, we explained why I would have thought it gets Levona because of a Kal V'Chomer. But why in the world would I ever assume that the Shtei Lechem gets Shemen Levona? There's no Kal V'Chomer about it. There's no pasuk, there's no limud, there's no nothing. So why do I need a limud to tell me it doesn't get shemen levona? If there's no pasuk, tell me it does, and obviously it doesn't. So Tosus in Dibra Maschil he points this out that itzrich lemute mishum deikru mincha kedichsev mincha chadasha. That be, I would have assumed that we should learn from mincha saomer to require shemen levona by shtei alechem because they're also called a mincha, and because it says mimachra shabbos shviz v'kraft a mincha chadasha. So Sama says, yeah, but Minchas Nesachim is also called the Mincha, and nevertheless, the Brisa needed a Kal V'Chomer to tell me that there's even a Hava Amina. We don't say, oh, because it's called the Mincha, so apparently that's not good enough. So Sfasemis writes that it could be that the Shtei Alechem, there's a Hava Amina that it needs Shemen Levona, even without a Kal V'Chomer, because it's coming to be matir all other Menachos to be brought from the Tevua Chadasha in the Beis HaMikdash, that it serves a particular function, that once the Shtei Alechem is brought from the new grain of this year, you're now allowed to bring all the future Karbanos Mincha this year from the new grain. So it's mistaver that you should do it like all other Menachos, because it has a relationship with all other Menachos. So that's why without a Kal V'Chomer, I would have assumed it gets the rules of a typical Mincha, where you have Shemen and Levona. The Karen Ora raises the question, why would I assume to have made the mistake to learn from other Menachos to be Mechayev Levona b'Shtei Alechem? By other Menachos, Levona is Miskadesh together with the mincha and is burnt together with the kometz. And by the lechem apanim, the kohen is misadir the levona on the shulchan with the lechem, and they become kadosh together. And when you're misalik it gets burnt together. But by the shnei lechem, the shnei kvasim are what's matirit ba'achila. So why would I need another matir of levona? Meaning it's not just that I don't have a source to assume that shnei lechem should require levona. It's not mistaver, says the Karen Ora, that Shtei Alechem should require Levona. Levona serves a function. When you're Maktir, it's Matir something. It does something. But the Shtei Alechem does not require that. It already has Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. So the Karen Ora, as you probably could have guessed, answers, well, there is one opinion that if you don't have the Kivsei Atzeres, you still bring the Shtei Alechem. So maybe, according to that opinion, then you're going to require Levona. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amar Mar. Now let's go back to the Limudim we had in this Brisa. So we said, Allah Shemen, Allah Lechem Apanim Shemen. That we learned that you require shemen on the Minchas HaOmer where it says it, but not on the Lechem HaPanim. We're mema'it the Lechem HaPanim from shemen. So I says, well, how do you know that that's the miyut? Eima Allah shemen v'la Minchas Kohanim shemen. Maybe he's telling me that you don't get shemen on the Minchas, you don't put shemen on the Minchas Kohanim, because it doesn't say shemen by Minchas Kohanim. So how do you know to apply the miyut to Lechem HaPanim and not to Minchas Kohanim? Says, well, mistavre Minchas Kohanim, havle l'rabuye. It's more mistavre that Minchas Minchas Kohanim will be treated like all the normal dinim of Minchas HaOmer, including putting shemen on, and not to exclude it from shemen, because Shekein, Minchas Kohanim, is similar to Minchas HaOmer in the following ways. Isaron, they both, you bring the volume of an Isaron of flour, whereas Lechem Apanim, each of the loaves is Shnei Esronim. Kli, they both require a Kli Sharis in order to knead the dough, in order to knead the flour, and the Mincha becomes Kadosh in that Kli, whereas Lechem Apanim only becomes Kadosh once you put it in the oven. And both of them, the Kmitza Naktara, Chutz, is done outside of the Heichal, where the Lechem Apanim, their Mesader, the Lechem on the Shulchan, and the Shulchan is in the Heichal, Vitzura, both of them are Kache Kachim, which are only eaten for Yom V'Layla, and when that Layla passes, it becomes Nosar and it becomes Pasul, whereas Lechem Apanim stays on the Shulchan the entire week. And Hagasha, both of them have a mitzvah of Hagasha L'mizbeach, like all other Menachos, whereas Lechem Apanim, there is no din of Hagasha. And V'ishim, they both have a part of it that gets burnt on the Eish, whereas Lechem Apanim, there's no part of it that gets burnt on the Eish. So since Minchas Kohanim is more similar to Minchas HaOmer, in all of those ways, it's not mistaver that we're coming to be mimait Minchas Kohanim from the pasuk of Minchas HaOmer. It's more likely that Minchas Kohanim remains in the same category of as Minchas HaOmer, and Lechem Apanim is excluded. Says Gemara, well, adrab, Lechem Apanim avled rabuye. I don't know. I would have thought that maybe Lechem Apanim should yes get shemen and is similar to Minchas HaOmer, and Minchas Kohanim is not so similar, should be excluded from shemen, because Lechem Apanim is similar to Minchas HaOmer more than Minchas Kohanim is similar to Minchas HaOmer in the following ways. Shekein Sibura, the Lechem Apanim and Minchas HaOmer are both Karbanos Sibur, whereas Minchas Kohanim is a Mincha of a Yachid. And Chova, the Lechem Apanim and Minchas HaOmer are a Chiyuv to bring, they're not Babin Adava, whereas Minchas Kohanim is Babin Adava. Tamya, the Minchas HaOmer and Lechem Apanim are Dochetuma, whereas Minchas Kohanim is not Dochetuma. And that relates to being Tzibur, of course, right? Because Minchas Yachid is not Dochetuma. And Da'achil, the Shiori Minchas HaOmer and the Lechem Apanim get eaten by Kohanim. Minchas Kohanim is entirely burnt, does not get eaten at all. Pigula, the Minchas HaOmer, the Kometz is Matirit Ba'achila, and the Lechem Apanim, the Bezichm are Matirit. So we're knowing it in Pigul, but the Minchas Kohanim doesn't have Matirim because it's entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore there's no din Pigul. And B'Shabbata, the Omer is brought even on Shabbos, and Lechem Apanim, the Sidur Lechem Apanim, is done Davka on Shabbos, whereas Minchas Kohanim is not burnt on Shabbos. So the number of dinim that the Lechem Apanim is similar to the Minchas HaOmer equals the number of dinim that the Minchas Kohanim is similar to the Minchas HaOmer. So therefore, back to our question. How do I know when I have the word Aleha by Minchas HaOmer? We're saying that Lechem Apanim is on the outside. The Lechem Apanim is excluded and doesn't get Shemen, but Minchas Kohanim is still the same and still gets Shemen. Why would I exclude one over the other? They have the same number of dinim in common. So it says more Mistabra Nefesh. It's Mistabra that Minchas Olas, it says, V'nefesh ki sakriv karbi mincha v'yotzak ala Hashem. So we learned that any Minchas Yachid is going to require a Shemen. A Minchas Kohanim is a Minchas Yachid. And therefore the default of a Minchas Yachid is that it requires Shemen. So that's why I know not to exclude Minchas Kohanim from Shemen. So what is Allah teaching me? To exclude Lechem Apanim from Shemen. So Amar Mar, we then said Vayter in the Braisa, Alel Levona V'lo Al Minchas Nisachim Levona. That a Minchas HaOmer gets Levona, but a Minchas Nisachim does not get Levona. Ema Alel Levona V'lo Al Minchas Kohanim Levona. How do you know to exclude Minchas Nesachim and not Minchas Kohanim? Maybe Minchas Kohanim does not get Levona. So Mesav Minchas Kohanim Avle the Rabuye. No, we're more likely to include Minchas Kohanim in Levona because Minchas Kohanim and the Minchas HaOmer have so much in common. What do they have in common? Shekein Isaron, Balul, Balug. They're both made with an Isaron of Soles that is mixed with the Log of Shemen, and the Minchas Nesachim that's brought together with the Keves is made from an Isaron that's Balul with Shloshal Lugam of Shemen, and that which is brought with an ayil is made from Shnei Estronim that are Blulim with Arba Lugam of Shemen, and that which is brought with a Bakar is made of three Estronim that are Balul with six Lugam of Shemen. And Mugash, the Minchas Kohanim and the Minchas Omer requires Hagasha LeMizbeach, whereas Minchas Nesachim does not require Hagasha. Biglal Etzem, Minchas Kohanim and Minchas Omer come on their own, they're brought for their own purposes, whereas Minchas Nesachim is there as an accompaniment to a Zevach. It it's not there for itself. So those are the things that it has in common. That's why Minchas Kohanim is not, that's why we should have been Marbe Minchas Kohanim. So that's why we are Marbe rather Minchas Kohanim. We are not Mima'it Minchas Kohanim. So it says, no, Adrabah, I could argue the opposite, that Minchas Nesachim Avle Rabuye, that we should not have excluded Minchas Nesachim from Levona. We should have been Marbe Minchas Nesachim, like a Minchas Omer to get Levona, because they have things in common as well. Shekein Sibura, Minchas Nesachim is a carbon Sibur when it's brought together with a Behema that's a carbon Sibur, like when it's brought together with a carbon Tamid, and Minchas Omer is a carbon Sibur. Chova, Itmi, B'Shabata, Minchas Nesachim is a carbon Sibur, so yeah, it's a Chiyuv to bring it, and it's done even Betuma, and it's Docha Shabbos, and Minchas Omer is also Chiyuv, and it's also done Betuma, and it's also Docha Shabbos, whereas Minchas Kohanim is a Minchas Yachid, it's Napa B'Chova, it's Napa B'Tuma, it's not Docha Shabbos, so isn't the Minchas Kohanim a difference? So it says, we're Mestaver Nefesh. It's Mestaver that since by Mincha Soles, it says Nefesh Ki Tzakriv Karban, and it says V'yosekol HaShem and V'nosna Levona, so we learn from there that any Minchas Yachid is going to require Levona. And therefore, if you're excluding something from Levona, it's more likely that we're going to be Mema'it Minchas Nesachim, which is Karban Tzibur, as opposed to Minchas Kohanim, which is a Karban Yachid. The default of a Karban Yachid is that it needs Shemen and that it needs Levona. If you're going to exclude something from Shemen, you're going to exclude something from Levona, it's not going to be the Karban Yachid that's going to be excluded. Then the Brisa said, Mincha l'Rabbis Mincha Shmini l'Levona, that on the eighth day of the Milum, when they were Makrav and Mincha, that's Bul B'Shemen, they had to put the Levona on the Mincha. So Ve'ima Lahotzi, how do you know it's to be Marbe Levona? Maybe it's to be Mema'it the Mincha Shmini to tell me that it does not get Levona. So says Mar Ha'imai, Iyam Mishlam l'Rabbis Shapir. If you're telling me that it's to be Marbe Levona, so that makes sense, because there's a Hava Amina not to give Levona, because you can't learn Mincha Shmini, which is a Mincha L'Sha'a, from Mincha Sa'omer, which is a Mitzvah L'Doros. So there's no limud to tell me that it does get Levona. So therefore, when I find the limud, oh, it's to be Marbe. Eliyam L'Hotzi, but if it's to exclude Mincha Shmini from Levona, what would be the Hava Mina to include it? Lamali Shami Doros Lo'yalfinan. I can't learn a din of a Mincha Sha'a from a Mincha Doros. So there's no Hava Mina to included in the first place. Then the Brisa said, he, when it says by the Minchas HaOmer, he, so then I know to exclude both Shemen and Levona, meaning all of the exceptions, all of the dinim of what doesn't get Shemen, what doesn't get Levona, what gets neither, it's all derived from Psukim about the Minchas HaOmer, which gets both. And it's just that, by the Minchas HaOmer, it keeps having exclusionary terms. Aleha, by the Shemen, Aleha, by the Levona, he, so it tells me that the Shtei Alechem is, that the Alechem Apanim is not going to get Shemen, that the Minchas Nesachim is not going to get Levona, and that the Shtei Alechem gets neither Shemen nor Levona. So Ve'ima Lahotzi Minchas Kohanim, but again, we always go back to the same question. All these exclusions, how do you know we're excluding what we say we're excluding? Maybe it means to exclude the Minchas Kohanim, to tell me that the Minchas Kohanim gets neither Shemen or Levona. So it says more Mistavra Minchas Kohanim Avle L'Rabuye. No, it's more Mistavra that Minchas Kohanim gets Shemen and Levona. Shekein, because the Minchas Kohanim is so similar to the Karban Omer in that Isaron, they're both made with an Isaron of flour. Kli, they're both Makadish them when you need them in a Kli. Matzah, they're both made from matzah, like most menachos are. Ve'etzem, they both come on their own. They're not coming as a secondary element to a zevach. Hagasha, they both, you need to be magish them to the mizbeach. Ve'ishim, they're both burnt on the fire. Minchas Kohanim is entirely burnt, and the Minchas Omer, at least the kometz is burnt, whereas the Shtei Alechem needs a three se'im of soles, and it's miskadish betanur, and not in the kli that you need it, and it comes chame. It's the Shtei Alechem, it's chametz, it's not matzah, and the Shtei Alechem does not go b'fnei atzma, it comes together with the kifsei atzeres, and it does not require agasha, and you do not burn it on the fire. So you see clearly the shtei lechem is different than the minchas haomer and the minchas kohanim. So therefore, it's most mistaver that if you're excluding something from the word he by minchas haomer, you can exclude shtei lechem. You're not going to exclude minchas kohanim. So it says more adraba. I'll tell you the opposite. That shtei lechem avle rabuye, that I should include shtei lechem. Why shekain? Because the shtei lechem is so similar to minchas haomer, more so than minchas kohanim is similar to minchas haomer. Because what does shtei lechem minchas haomer have in common? Tzibur, they're both carbonos tzibur. Chova, they're both a chiyuv. Tamya, they're both babetuma. Da'achal, they both get eaten. Pigula, they are both subject to a machsheves pigul because they have a matir. The shtei alechem are matir, the kvasim and the mincha. The shtei alechem, the kvasim are matir them, and the omer, the kometz is matir. Bishabata, they're both doche Shabbos matir. They're both matir other things, meaning the mincha omer is matir eating the tvua chadasha of the new year in general, that people can now eat the tvua chadasha of the new year, and the shtei alechem is matir here bringing Karbanos Mincha this year from the Tevuah Chadasha, right? Meaning the halacha is that on the second day of Pesach, once they bring the Karban Omer, we're allowed to eat Chadash. Chadash becomes mutter for us. 7 weeks later, that's when Karbanos can be brought from Tevuah Chadasha, when you bring the Shtei Alechem. Tenufa, they both require Tenufa. The Kohen has to wave it. But Aretz, they both come from Dafka, from grain of Eretz Yisrael. They cannot come from grain of elsewhere. Meaning the Mishnah is going to say later on in the Masechta that Kol Karbanos HaTzibur are Ba Me'ar to B'chutz La'aretz, except for Omer V'shtei Alechem, which can only be Ba Me'aretz. The grain has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Bizman, they both have a Zman Kavua to be makrav them. The Omer is only brought on Pesach, the Shtei Alechem only on Shavuos. Chadash, they both come only from the new grain, whereas Minchas Kohanim is a Karban, doesn't have any of these qualities. Minchas Kohanim is a Karban Yachid, it is not a Chova, it's not Ba B'tumah, it does not get eaten. Machsheves Pigul doesn't impact it because it's Kula Kalil, doesn't have a Matir, it's not the Cheshabbos, it's not Matir anything else. It does not require tenufa, and it comes even from chutz laaretz grains, and it doesn't have a zman kavua for bringing it, and it could be brought from the old grains as well. It's like 10 or 11 differences. So vahani nefishon, and when you add it all up, the number of dinim that the shtei alechem and the minchas haomer have in common is way more than the number of dinim the minchas kohanim has in common with the minchas haomer. So why is it when we say the word he by minchas haomer, we say, oh, let's exclude shtei Alechem? No, exclude Minchas Kohanim. Minchas Kohanim is much less similar to Minchas Omer than Shtei Alechem is. So once again, the Gemara gives the same answer every time. Mistavra Nefesh. It's more Mistavra that the Minchas Kohanim is a, because it's a Karban Yachid, is going to require Shemen and Levona, because anything that's a Karban Yachid normally requires Shemen and Levona. And therefore, we have to exclude something that is not a Karban Yachid, meaning that you come up with all the dinim in the world, of this has in common, that has in common, there's only one that matters. Is it a Karban Yachid or is it a Karban Tzibur? That's ultimately what is going to be the determinant. So all of this has been one basic idea, that everything we've done so far in today's daf has been one basic idea. That from the Karban Omer, we have a miyu to tell me one type of Karban doesn't require Shemen, another type of Karban doesn't require Levona, a third type of Karban does not require Shemen or Levona. And on each one of those dinim, we ask, how come it's not the Minchas Kohanim that we're excluding from Shemen or from Levona or from both? And each time we said, because Minchas Kohanim is a Minchas Yachid. So because Minchas Kohanim is a Minchas Yachid, so Mele, we're not going to exclude it from Shemen, we're not going to exclude it from Levona, we're certainly not going to exclude it from both Shemen and Levona. Okay, so now we move on. So we had said that Minchas Chote gets neither Shemen nor Levona. And what if you did? What if you put Shemen or Levona on the Minchas Chote? So a person is chayv malchus if they put shemen on the minchas chote, and they're chayv a separate malchus for putting levona on the minchas chote, even if you didn't put any shemen, just for putting the levona itself on the minchas chote. It's a good question what the hava mina is. Otherwise, they're two separate los assays, so of course you would imagine that you'd be chayv separately for both of them. So I heard him deal with that. Nasna la shemen psala. If you put shemen on a minchas chote, you have thereby pasled the minchas chote. There's nothing you could do about it. It's pasled. Levona, but if you put levona on the minchas chote, yil katena. Take it out. You could pick it out, and then it will be kosher again. Levona is dry. It's dry flakes, so you could pull out the dry flakes. Nasan shemen al shiyoreha. If you put shemen on the shiyoreha mincha, not on the komets, or not on the pre-kemitza carbon, but on the shirayim after you already did the kemitza, ain't over below says. That is not a violation of a lo sase. Is it anything? If I put shemen on the shirayim of a minchas chote, is that even the chadchila I'm allowed to do that? Or it's just, you're not supposed to do it, but you don't violate a lo sase. So minchas chinuch writes from Lashon the Mishnah that says you don't violate a lo sase implies, but there is some sort of iser. And the Rambam, Psula Mekdashim, Parak Yir Aleph, Halach Yir Aleph says that, if you did it, it's kosher. So meaning that it's only b'diavad, that the chadchila you're not allowed to put shemen on the shirayim of a minchas chote. Now, the Achronim wonder, where did the Rambam get that from? I mean, it doesn't say that explicitly anywhere. So Sfasemis writes that the Isser could be, because what's the reason the Torah doesn't want shemen and levona on a minchas chote? So we had said earlier in the Masechta, we want the minchas chote's carbon to be as ugly as possible because he's a chote. We don't want him to have a nice, fancy carbon. The shirayim is the part that he gets to eat. So that's going to be the part that's fancy? That can't possibly be that he's gonna. We don't even allow the kometz to be fancy. We're gonna allow the part that goes to. We're gonna allow this to be fancy. Not mistaver. And then he says it could be that it's an issur drabanan. Another possibility is that it's just an issur drabanan gzeira that if we let him put shemen on the shirayim, he might put shemen on the shirayim on the carbon before the kemitza as well. Or it could be, a third possibility says Vasemes, that it's derech eretz, that it can't be that the kometz, which is chelik avoa, doesn't get shemen, whereas the chelik hedyot, the part that he gets to eat, that the chote himself gets to eat, does get shemen, that it's simply a lack of derech eretz. However, having said all that, the Zevach Toda writes that in Taras Kohanim it says, beferush, that you're allowed even lechachila to put shemen on shiarim minchas chote. That this din, that if you put shemen on shirayim minchas chote, that it doesn't passel it, not only doesn't possible b'diavad, l'charchila, you can do it! Against the Rambam. Okay, nasan kli al gabi kli. Let's say you take a kli that has shemen in it, and you put it on the kli that has the minchas chote in it, so the oil didn't get mixed in, because it's sitting in, like sometimes they have a salad with a little thing of dressing in the thing, right? So you have a separate thing, it's in a separate kli. So lo psala, it does not possible it. So says Gemara, We Tanu Rabban, we have a brisa lo yasim alei shemen that it says by the minchas chote lo yasim alei shemen the imsam pasal, and if you place shemen on the minchas chote then it's going to pasal it. So yachal lo yitin alei levona vim nasan pasal. I might have made the drasha that it says lo yitin alei levona, and if you did place levona it's also going to pasal it. Tamalomar ki chatas, that's why the pasuk says ki chatas, that even though you put levona it's still a chatas. What do you mean it's still a chatas? It still has potential to be mechaper. You didn't necessarily ruin it. So yachalaf b'shemen. So I might have thought that the same is true by a shemen, that if you put the shemen on it, you didn't ruin it. It could still be used for a chatas. Tamalomar he. That's why it says chatas he. That dafka, if you put levona on, it doesn't ruin it. But if you put shemen on, it does ruin it. Umari isa. So I have one riboy and one miut. So who told you that that lifsal b'shemen ulahachshir b'levona? That if shemen goes on the minchas chote, that's going to be the death knell to the minchas chote, that's it, it can't work anymore. Whereas levona is not such a problem. How do you know to exclude one and to include the other? So poslani b'shemen shev shalakto. We're going to passel shemen on a minchas chote because there's no removing the shemen. It gets completely absorbed in the flour. You can't pull it out. Umachshir ani b'levona shev shalakto. But we'll be machshir the levona because you could be malakit the levona from the minchas chote. If levona went into the minchas chote, you could just pull out the flakes that are dry flakes. So says Mark, is it about the fact that you could pull it out, or is it about the fact that it's not absorbed? Shemen gets absorbed, whereas flakes don't get absorbed. So by Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Meir Rabbi Yochanan, Nasa Levona Shchuka. The nafkamina would be, what if you have ground up Levona, where it's teeny tiny flakes? There's no way you'd be able to successfully pick out each piece. So Mahu, does it become possible with such Levona in the Minchas Chote? And what it boils down to is, Mishum De'ef Efshalalakta is the reason that Lavona does not ruin a Minchas Chote, because you can remove it when it's teeny tiny flakes, minuscule flakes, that you cannot remove it, so therefore it's problematic. Or is it because it does not become absorbed, and even teeny tiny flakes don't become absorbed? So it says, well, let's bring rayas. Tashema, we'll bring a raya from our Mishnah. It says, Lavona yilketena, that if Lavona goes into the mincha, you need to, the mincha's chote, you need to pick it out. So you see, it's about picking it out. It's not about the fact that it's not absorbed. So it says, nah, tilma chadav yod kamar. Maybe the Mishnah is telling me another reason, in addition to the first reason. It's telling me, chada, the real reason it doesn't possible is dilomi balance, because it's not absorbed in it. Va'od, and second of all, yilketena, you have another reason that it shouldn't possible, because you could pick it out as well. So it says, mar tashma, I'll bring you another raya. The Brisa says, makshar ani b'levona she'efsha lulokta, that we're going to be makshar levona because you can pick it out. So doesn't that tell me that the only reason we're makshar it is because you can pick it out? Hachalami chadava od kamar. The Brisa is also telling me, no, really the reason that it doesn't possible is because it doesn't get absorbed. But also, you can pick it out. So my havila. So what's the halach in the end of the day? How do we resolve this question? If you have a finely ground levona that cannot be picked out, does it ruin the minchas chote or not? So says my Rambam Nachum Yitzchak Tanya. We have a brisa. Minchas chote, minchas knas, shenos na levona, melakit es halvona ukshera. If you're melakit the levona, becomes kosher. V'imat shelo likei levona sechishev aleha. And if you had a machsheves psul before you were melakit the levona, bein chutz l'zmano, bein chutz l'mekomo, regardless of whether the machsheves psul was bein chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mekomo, eating outside the Azara. So pasul ve'in bo kares. It's going to be pasul, because machsheves psul will pasul it, but it's going to be, but you're not going to be chayiv kares, because there was another psul on this karban mincha at that time. So it's not going to become pigel. Pigel is only when karav amatik mitzvaso, and the only problem was your machsheves chutz l'zmano. This has levona on it, so it's got a problem right now, and therefore it's not going to become pigel. But ve'im mishalikit levonasa mechashev aleha, but if you had your machsheves psul after you pulled the levona out, so chutz l'mekomo, if your machsheves psul was for chutz l'mekomo, pasul v'ein b'karis, so that's machsheves psul, no karis. Chutz l'zmano, but if your machsheves psul was to be to for chutz l'zmano, so then pigel v'chayev nala karis, then it is pigel and you're chayev karis, because there was no other problem with it. You had already been malakit the levona. So from the fact that the Brisa says that kol zman, that the levona is there, it's pasul, you see that the hechsher of the mincha depends on actually physically removing the levona. It's not just because the levona is not absorbed in there. It's because the levona is present, and you need to actually physically remove it. So the Brisa happened to have mentioned that if you have a machshava about the mincha prior to picking out the levona, that will pasul the mincha. Meaning there's levona on this mincha's chote right now, and I have machshavas psul, machshava chutz l'mekom, machshava chutz l'zmano, that impacts this karban mincha. So it says, I don't understand why it should. V'tave pach, v'amai possible machshava dachoyhu, meaning while the levona is on the mincha, it should be as if a pach shemen had spilled on it, where the mincha is not royal la krava at all, and the machshava's psul can't be chal because it's not a mincha anymore. So why should a machshava's psul passel it? It's dachoy while it has the levona on it. So says Gemara, three answers. Answer number one: Amar Abaye chatas kari rachmana. Pasuk says l'sitin la levona ki chatas hi. So that tells me that even when the levona is on it, it's still called a chatas. You don't say, nah, it's not a korban at all, no machshava could affect it. No, the Torah still calls it a chatas, and therefore machshava chutz l'mekomo chutz l'zmano is going to impact it. Answer number two, Rava Amar, hamani chanan ha-mitzri hu delasli duchuyin, that this price may be assuming, like chanan ha-mitzri, who doesn't hold of this concept of dichuy, meaning that something that was pasul, the mizbeach, or something that was pasul to be used for a mitzvah, when you remove that psul, it goes back to its original kosher status, and you don't say, oh no, once it's a puzzle, it can never come back. There's no turning back from that. How do I know Chanan HaMitzri holds that? Tanya, because we have a brisa, when it comes to the two goats on Yom Kippur, where one of them dies, Chanan HaMitzri Omer, afilu, even if the seer Mishtaleach dies, after you already shechted the seer Lashem, dam bakos, and the blood of the seer Lashem is already in a kos, we don't say that, oh, now the Mishtaleach died, so that dam in the kos is useless, and therefore pour it out and bring another two seer, because this is no good. No, what does he say? Maybe chaveru shelo ba'agrala. Just bring a new partner for it. Umezaviglo. Without agrala, bring a new partner for it, and now you can save this dam in the coast, and you can still use it. So apparently, we don't say that it's dachui. Third answer: how come the machshava is going to impact a minchas chote that has levona on it right now? Shouldn't we say that it's dachui? Ravashi Amar. No, the brisa doesn't have to be like Chanan Mitzri. Even according to the Chamim who hold the svar of dachui, kol shabiyado, whenever you have the ability to determine that you're going to remove the psul, and you can do so, like a minchas chote that has levona on it, you can just pick it out. You have the ability to remove the psul. Lavi dachui. That's not called dachui. Amar avadika vasi dravashi mistaver. It's most mistaver like that last answer. Tamat shamalei disli dachui in Rabbi Yudi. Because Rabbi Yudi holds of the concept of dachui. Ditznan vodam Rabbi Yudi nishbach adam yomus hamishtalech. When it came to the seirim, he says, sorry, if the dam spills, you got the yomus hamishtalech, meis hamishtalech, yishavik adam. And if the mishtalech dies, then you got to pour out the dam. So he holds of dachui. Vilehech the biyado tanya. But in the case where it's biyado, he holds Rabbi Yudi Omer kosei mali. That by carbon pasach, you need to make sure that dam from each carbon gets nizrak on the mizbeach. What if dam spilled on the floor? So that's why we plug up the drainage and we pick up a kos of dam and we're zorik it on the mizbeach. Ah, but it was on the floor. It's dachui. Doesn't matter. You can still salvage it if it's biyado. When it's biyado, we don't apply the principle of dachui. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful day.